My name is Lilian Ogazi, and this is Nigeria Daily. The Nigerian media have been accused and called out on several occasions for twisting or cherry-picking facts to misinform the public. A clear example is the case of a popular newspaper writing a story on how a religious leader was denied an American visa. The story, which turned out to be false, had already tarnished the image of the party involved and misinformed Nigerians for the time he was up. It is on the backdrop of this and a lot of others like this that some Nigerians, like Dr. Hakim Baba Ahmed, the spokesman of the Northern Elders Forum, have called for restrictions of the media. Let's listen to him.
Media has gone crazy, and that means that there's not appear to be any regulatory mechanism that should rein the media from inflaming sentiments, creating wrong impressions about the politics, building bridges between the communities. I think someone somewhere should apply the law. Media operate as if it is absolutely free to set this country on fire, and they are setting the country on fire. And it's wrong. A large part of the problems we have here have been created by the media. They sell newspapers and viewership and listenership purely on sensationalism and escalating and exaggerating the problems we have. This is not the role of the media. The media should report, should analyze, should inform, should adapt, but not set the country on fire. And a lot of the people in the media are educated people. They don't understand that when the roof collapses, it will also collapse on them. If this country goes down, it's not just going down with one part of the country. It's not going down with a section of the country. It's going to go down with everybody. And it doesn't seem to be the matter of concern to them that they have children and grandchildren, and that the future of this country belongs to them and not to us.
Dr. Hakim Baba Ahmed speaking there. On the other hand, Malam Bashir Baba, a media and communication expert, thinks differently.
No, I don't think the media should be restricted.
Should it be regulated?
It shouldn't. It shouldn't be regulated. The only thing is the authorities should make provision for measures to tackle those menaces that are impacting negatively on the society. Any government that is willing. We have seen countries that have taken measures to curtail this kind of rubbish, this kind of nonsense that development brought about. So in Nigeria, our biggest problem is, number one, our authorities, the people in positions of authority are not serious. And the public also, the populace, they too are not patriotic. So these are the two things. If people would be patriotic and the people in authority will be up and doing, I think the media doesn't need to be regulated.
But is the media actually doing enough as it is now in the country when it comes to putting the right information out there, holding public office holders accountable? So do you think they're doing enough?
No, I don't think so. There is still a lot to be done. You see, there was a time when the media is being accused of only dishing out mere feedback. In most cases, actually, the feedback, the people don't even get the feedback. It's incomplete, even at the feedback level. The only problem is the media owners, whoever they are. Is it the government? Is it private owners? The question is, are those people willing to invest sufficient money, sufficient funding to get the media doing the right thing? That's a big question. In most cases, you don't get proper funding. And good news, I mean, if you see, as the layman will say, if you soup way sweet, na money killer.
Okay. Well, one more question, sir. Now, we have journalists that are cropping up left, right, and center now. Like you said, adequate funding. You think if we throw in the adequate funding, we have journalists who are patriotic enough to put the right information out there?
They are very plentiful, and I'm sure you are one of them. A lot of journalists that are willing to practice the profession as it should be practiced.
But is the environment convenient or conducive to the general environment?
The environment may not necessarily be conducive with all the insecurity and the insincerity of people in authority. I mean, they all add up. But nevertheless, if proper funding should be provided, I think the media practitioners in this country can really work.
That was Malam Bashir Baba, a media and communication expert. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. You can listen to this and other episodes of our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on Nas FM 89.9 Yola and Unity FM 93.3 Jos. We'll be going on break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust, on Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust, and on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to or download our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by searching for Nigeria Daily. In this episode, we are asking whether the media should be restricted. Before we went on break, we spoke with Dr. Hakeem Baba Ahmed, who said the media should be fully restricted as they do not work in the best interest of the people. We also had a chat with Malam Bashir Ahmed, who held an opposite point of view. The media serves as the fourth estate of the realm, performing the duty of society's watchdog and holding public officials to account. With all these accusations and reservations held against them, what do journalists who write stories that cause the trouble have to say? Well, I visited the Nigerian Union of Journalists Press Center in Abuja, where I spoke to some journalists.
My name is Emeka Nze. Well, if you talk about profiling, what is the job of a journalist? The job of the journalist is not to hide things that happen. Maybe somebody has perpetrated corruption somewhere, or somebody has done something somewhere. They must bring you to the fore for the public to read. And at the end of, if you call it profiling, you are just on your own. The work of the journalist is to, if you have been said to, you know, be noted for this, the next thing that will happen is that the journalist will bring you to the fore. How they bring you to the fore is your making. And mind you, most of the content that you read, almost 95% of the content you read, is not journalists that decided on their own to put it there.
Then who did?
This information is volunteered by certain people, or certain research is being done by the journalists. So when they see it as either profiling or whatever, they are still not properly briefed about what the profession is all about.
Okay, so now let's talk about journalists syndicating, doing the syndicate story of a thing where I write and then every other person copies it and publishes it, and it's been linked to the fact that most journalists are actually lazy. How true is that, and what's your take on that?
It depends on the kind of story you talk about syndication. When you talk about syndication, journalists actually do it. I don't subscribe to it, but you know, somebody comes to brief the press on a syndication of stories is not for those investigative stories. What they syndicate is all this PR, the minister said this, the minister said that, and all these people, group calling for this, group calling for that. These are the stories they syndicate. Any journalist that wants to embark on a particular, you can go and do research and give me to publish for you, because I don't know how you came about your investigation. If you give me a story that somebody has stolen money, I don't think I will publish that story. But if you give me a story that one group I just said that Jonathan must return, or President Buhari will have a second term or third term or whatever, I will use the story based on my judgment of this story. As a matter of fact, journalists, sometimes we are guilty of telling somebody to say, maybe we are not even at the event, because somebody has said, this thing must come in Daily Trust, you know, and I'm of Blueprint. What I'll do is, I take my content and send it to this person and say, just to save him, because if I don't give him, as my colleague, and he misses the story, he'll be queried. So it is in good faith and in good conscience that we do such.
My name is John Chooks Onayim. I work with New Telegraph. When somebody is talking about the responsibility of journalists, the person must situate it between the context of what the constitution says. That is, the journalist is the fourth realm of the society. Now, the only thing against journalists' work is national interest. Something that is against that, when a journalist does it, it affects national interests of that country. That is the restraint I think people should talk about a journalist's work.
Okay, I'm sorry to cut you short there now. Most people have come out to say the journalists are not even representing the national interest to the fullest.
I also think that that's not true. If journalists are talking about their corruptions, in the country. What does that mean? They think the country should not have issue of corruption, that the country is not growing because of corruption. Is that not national interest enough? If journalists are talking about our elections are not properly conducted, that our elections should be properly conducted, is that not national interest at all?
How about holding political officers accountable, fully accountable?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying now. If we are talking about holding political officers fully accountable, that's the corruption I just talked about. Who are the people corrupt? Are they not the political office holders? And that's why we are talking about it individually, collectively. The journalists bring this thing to the front burner. And anything that the journalists right, that will bring development to the country is about national interest.
Something else that was being said was that journalists have been found to be lazy and syndicate in terms of stories. They don't take their time to do proper research and write their own stories. They syndicate stories now. Is that true?
Well, I would say it's true, but it's a factor of the system.
How so?
Good. A factor of the system is, one, if you want to do an investigative journalism, it's capital intensive. It's risky. The system does not provide much for that, even where you are working. If you go into investigative journalism and somebody call your principal and your principal knows the person, he might call you, say, but I don't think that's why I employ you.
Okay, so are you trying to say that the Nigerian environment does not support you?
That's what I'm saying. Exactly what I'm saying. The journalists can share story. Yes, if you talk about being lazy, the environment has made everything. The politicians are lazy. The civil servants are lazy. The police are lazy. So in an environment where the president is lazy, everybody has to be lazy.
Those were some journalists sharing their thoughts. According to Andrews Vaches, journalism is what maintains democracy. It's the force of progressive social change. True and transparent journalism will definitely give us the Nigeria we want and desire. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download these and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com or buzzsprout.com, or even listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, and if you are in Jos, on Unity FM 93.3 in Jos. You can also listen in by searching for Nigeria Daily on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. If you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, call us on 0913-893-3390. If you have questions or comments, let us know on our social media handles on Twitter and Instagram at daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. You can also send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.